Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is 1320 WILS. On today's program, major steps forward in stem cell research at the University of Michigan. Could adult cells soon be just as functional for therapies and research as embryonic cells are now? I'll ask a leading university researcher. And Facebook stock now under $30 a share. So for those who got in early, were there clear warning signs to stay away? I'll be joined by a Wall Street Journal columnist who says, absolutely. But first, the Lansing School District will be gutting its savings account this year to cover a $9.5 million deficit. But is that the smart thing to do? And aren't there budget cuts that could have taken the place instead? To find out, I'm joined by Guillermo Lopez. He is the Lansing School Board Treasurer. Guillermo, thank you very much for joining us here on WILS this evening.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Now, the 2012-2013 proposed budget has $159 million in revenue and $168.5 million in spending. Is there no clear way to cut $10 million out of the $168 million in spending?
Well, when you do that, then you start thinking about the class size for teachers. I mean, you know, that's where most of the money is in personnel. So if you think teachers, then you think large class sizes. If you think bus drivers, that means no bus drivers, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's hard to cut in areas where the money's at. It's in personnel.
Now, are reductions being made this year or in the 2012-2013 budget in personnel costs?
Well, in actual numbers, they are. But, you know, the cost of health and retirement keep going up. So even though we have less staff, our costs keep going up. So those are the issues that our administration has to deal with.
It sounds like a potentially helpless situation. What are the long-term prospects then? Now that we're using this almost the entire savings account to cover the deficit this year, isn't that going to mean there won't be that option, obviously, next year?
Well, you know, if you've been following the schools, how the budgets are worked out, I mean, you know, the budgets are projected expenses, okay? And then at the end of the day, you get to actual expenses versus projected. And in some instances, we have money here, money there that wasn't expended, positions that were not filled for whatever reason, et cetera, et cetera. So for this, you know, so then there's other money left generally, okay? So the $500,000 may become $2 million at the end of the day. So we don't know until we do those things, even though this year we have agreed that we're going to work throughout the year to see how we're spending the money on a more regular basis and adjusting the budgets.
Hasn't the school district, though, been fairly consistently running deficits?
Well, I mean, we have all been running deficits, and we have all had to make those deficits up, you know, either by cutting staff or a larger class size doing other things, you know, throughout the district to meet those deficits. But yeah, I mean, we have. Our school population is smaller than it was, you know, not only in Lansing but in other districts. So that accounts for the same numbers not being there.
I'm talking to Guillermo Lopez. He's the Lansing School Board Treasurer, and we're talking about this decision this year to make up the school district deficit by using money from the savings account, almost all the money in the savings account. Guillermo, how low are we getting with the savings account at $500,000 as compared to the past? Have we been to this level before?
Well, I think the previous year we were looking only at about less than $200,000 in fund balance. Okay. That was the initial projection. Now, mm-hmm. Again, this year we have things that are happening in the state house that we don't know how they're going to affect us. For example, there's a thought that the state is going to be able to use, $70 or $74 million for education, but they haven't told us how they're going to divvy that up. So whatever that is, we cannot project it in the budget because we don't know how the governor or the legislature is going to give it out to the school districts.
So you're saying that we were down to $200,000 or so, and then we made up, we got up to $10 million within a single year. We had an unexpected amount of money that led to the $10 million.
A couple of things happened, and you know it was in the news certainly, but we had an account that was supposedly for use only for certain things. It was an account that was earmarked account. For certain specific expenses. So, for example, we needed buses. We needed 10 buses, and we were trying to find money for them. So our administration then looked more closely at that fund and found out we got some advice that indeed it could be used for purchasing buses. So there was money that was there that we had not accounted for in the previous budget, okay? So that became sort of new money, even though it wasn't new money, it just hadn't been spent out of that account.
I mean, you're describing a situation where there's a lot of unpredictability here. Do you have any real concerns that the district might face a real serious deficit that it won't be able to deal with other than pursuing major cuts in staffing or otherwise, or are you saying that ultimately you think it'll all balance out somehow?
Well, you know, this year we have indicated to administration that as soon as this budget is passed, as soon as we submit a balanced budget to the state, we will have to immediately start working on next year's budget. And we have to look at everything, you know, we have to look at other efficiencies, you know, whatever it is, you know, that our administration can bring to us. And everything's on the table because, as you say, you know, we only have, in theory, $500,000 for next year. And that may not be enough to cover whatever deficit we find ourselves in. So everything has to be on the table.
I'm talking to Guillermo Lopez, Lansing School Board Treasurer. Now, we're seeing, you know, student enrollment numbers going down every year. What came down 215 students. That's the projected enrollment decline. That's going to lose the district about $1.5 million in state aid. So, are staffing reductions being made in parallel with the student numbers going down?
Well, what happens is that the students are not just from one class or one school or one building. Okay, they're scattered all over the district. So if you lose two students from a classroom, you cannot cut the teacher from that class, okay? I mean, so we can't say we're going to cut, you know, six teachers because we lost 100 children or 200 children because they're all over the map. So that becomes a problem. And then As I look at some information here, our retirement rate increase is going from 24.46 to 27.37, which is $1.8 million.
Right. And then $1.8 million more than last year. Now, right. Is that going to likely go up every year moving forward?
Well, the governor, I heard in the news that they were going to pre-fund some of this retirement for the teachers or for the... for the retirement system. I don't know what they're going to do, but if they do nothing, you know, this keeps going up. We have no control over that, and we have to pay it.
Right. In fact, the cuts can't come from there, and we've already got this consolidation plan, the school consolidation plan. What kind of cost savings really, as a treasurer, do you envision focusing on specifically then if cuts in the millions need to be made?
Well, you know, we had anticipated that we were going to save some money by closing buildings, okay? And we were anticipating about $2 million worth of that. But then with the state changing the way we fund the kindergarten, then we have to pay for it out of our general fund. We cannot use categorical funding for that cost. So our savings in closing the buildings have to now cover the cost of for kindergarten students. So, you know, it just wouldn't gain anything. Okay. I'm glad we were able to pay for it this year, but we weren't anticipating that.
What about the revenue side? I mean, there's more money coming in this year from the state for per pupil funding, but are there any other ways that you think the district can increase revenue?
Well, there's two ways. We can apply for monies that the government puts up, you know, the feds or the state or the intermediate. But we don't know when when opportunities are there. But we do get Title I money, Title II, and all those categorical funds, you know, that come from the federal government, that we are eligible for those. But they themselves pay for individuals that are involved in that specific task. Okay, so it's not money we can move freely around. It has to be for the purposes that it was intended, okay? And we have to meet those requirements. Otherwise, we are in trouble and have to make that money up.
Tell me, though, if you did not have this $10 million in the savings account, what kind of action would likely be taken this year to resolve the deficit?
In all honesty, probably we would... And it's only me talking, okay? Not anybody else. But we would have to be talking certainly about what is it that can the district farm out, you know, to the private sector. And look at those efficiencies, see if they were, if we even get close to the amount we need.
In terms of privatizing, what would you say are in your mind the top one, two, or three areas of district services that could and should be potentially privatized?
Well, frankly, I mean, you know, we look at what we are required to provide, and it's anywhere from financial services throughout down to the bus drivers. Okay. And then we're left with the classroom teachers and then the superintendent. So, but, you know, every time you look at that, you know, there are other things that impact those decisions. But so this coming year, you know, we do have to look very closely at everything.
I see. Well, certainly this year's budget or the 2012-2013 budget, apparently that's been handled. And sounds like from what you've said, the next year, that budget is going to be directly addressed very soon. Guillermo Lopez, Lansing School Board Treasurer. Guillermo, thank you so much for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Well, thank you. Thank you much.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Facebook stock. Just got under $30 a share today. Early investors are quite upset, but my next guest will say there were plenty of warning signs that they should have been heeding, and he'll tell us what they are and where we're likely to go from here. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.